From Westwood One News, this is 2019, the year in review, the big stories.
The president violated the Constitution.
How can anyone consider this a fair process?
Impeachment and a monster storm.
Words can't describe it. I don't wish it on nobody.
And an octogenarian activist.
I wanted to do more than I was doing. I wanted to put my body on the line.
I'm Michael Toscano, and I'll be back in a moment.
Geico presents, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven and all of the burners? My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do?
What are my options?
What did I do wrong?
We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
Donald Trump became the third president in U.S. history to be impeached. Voting nearly along party lines, the House, led by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, approved two articles of impeachment.
What we are discussing today is the established fact that the president violated the Constitution. It is a matter of fact that the president is an ongoing threat to our national security and the integrity of our elections, the basis of our democracy.
The vote on the two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of justice, came after a day of debate. United in their opposition, Republicans felt the president wasn't getting fair treatment.
How can anyone consider this a fair process?
The majority has not found a single shred of evidence.
It is a matter for the voters, not this House.
But the Democrats argued,
this is about President Trump using his office to try and rig the next election.
We have a president who seems to believe he is a king.
The president does not have the right to cheat and to solicit foreign interference in our elections.
And that was the central issue. Democrats charging President Trump pressured the newly elected Ukrainian president to announce two political investigations that would help his 2020 campaign. At the same time, the president held back military aid to Ukraine. Then House Democrats said the president took unprecedented steps to stonewall the House investigation. The move to impeach began after an inquiry prompted by a CIA whistleblower's report. The inquiry was led by Democrat Adam Schiff.
What we are able to corroborate already about the whistleblower has been corroborated in detail by this record of the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine.
The whistleblower claimed President Trump was heard on the phone asking for a political favor from the Ukrainians. In private and then publicly broadcast hearings, witnesses testified to the claim the president was misusing his influence. Among career diplomats who appeared was Trump donor Gordon Sondland, the president's appointed ambassador to the European Union.
Was there a quid pro quo? With regard to the requested White House call and the White House meeting, the answer is yes.
Throughout, President Trump maintained he did nothing wrong.
I didn't do it. You take a look at that call. It was perfect. I didn't do it. There was no quid pro quo.
The president yesterday of Ukraine said there was no pressure put on him whatsoever, none whatsoever. This is a hoax. This is just like the Russian witch hunt.
In the end, a divided House voted to impeach, while a divided nation watched. Chief Justice John Roberts cemented his role as swing vote on the Supreme Court. In March, he sided with conservatives to allow the Trump administration to hold non-citizens with criminal records, even if they'd been released from police custody. On the question of allowing a citizen question on the 2020 census form,
they're not allowed to ask whether or not somebody's a citizen of the United States. How horrible and ridiculous is that?
Roberts joined the four liberal justices on the court to prevent the question from being included. Roberts ruled with a majority that federal courts cannot intercede in states' redistricting when partisan gerrymandering is alleged. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell arguing, who decides what's partisan?
There is no such thing as a nonpartisan gerrymander.
A combination of liberal and conservative justices decided immoral, scandalous, or obscene trademarks amount to free speech and cannot be denied trademark protection. This is Westwood One News 2019, the year in review, the big stories. 2019, the year in review, farewell. Among the noted passings this year were a sharecropper's son who rose to become an influential congressman and civil rights advocate.
When we're dancing with the angels, the question will be asked, in 2019, what do we do to make sure we kept our democracy intact?
Elijah Cummings was 63 years old. Billionaire businessman, politician Ross Perot, who made two independent runs for president, was 89.
Just for the record, I don't have any spin doctors. I don't have any speech writers.
Also passing from the world of politics were retired Congressman John Dingell, who served Michigan for 59 years, and former Indiana Senator Richard Lugar. Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens was 99 years old.
Please call me Cokie.
Trailblazing broadcast journalist Cokie Roberts, who fought breast cancer, was 75. And Nobel laureate Toni Morrison was 88.
The very first book I wrote, called The Blue Sky, it was a book I wanted to read, so I began to write it.
The man often called the world's most wanted terrorist was killed October 26th, taken out in a covert American operation.
Last night, the United States brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
Al-Baghdadi's death capping a period of ISIS losing control over much of the territory it had seized in recent years, much of the effort against ISIS under the leadership of now-retired four-star general Joseph Votel.
Even though this territory has been reclaimed, the fight against ISIS and violent extremists is not over.
In October, soon after President Trump announced a withdrawal of U.S. forces from northeast Syria, Turkey invaded the area with the Kurds, America's former allies in the fight against ISIS, as their targets. Senator Lindsey Graham tried to stop the president from going ahead with the withdrawal.
If he follows through with this, it'd be the biggest mistake of his presidency.
Turkey began pushing the Syrian Kurds out of their territories near the Syria-Turkey border, alarming wounded veteran and U.S. Representative Tammy Duckworth.
By abandoning the Kurdish allies, what we've told people in the region, don't work with Americans because we will abandon you.
Solidifying a denuclearization agreement with North Korea remained a priority for President Trump in 2019. Trump became the first American president to step foot in North Korea, an act of symbolism before the cameras. He crossed the demilitarized zone to shake hands with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Chairman Kim personally made the commitment to denuclearize, said there wouldn't be long-range missile tests, nuclear tests. All of those are commitments that we are very hopeful that the North Koreans will continue to abide by.
As the end of the year approached, North Korea's Kim Jong-un was testing rocket equipment again and launching projectiles into the sea. The streets of Hong Kong were jammed with protests for much of the second half of the year. The attempted enactment of a law many residents of the semi-autonomous city thought gave too much control to China, setting off continuing weekend protests and then weekday civil unrest. The streets filled by anywhere from hundreds of thousands of people to well over a million, many of them students. By fall, the action in the streets was unruly, with property damage and occasional violence between police and protesters. On April 11, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was forcibly removed from the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Before British police arrested him, he had been holed up in the diplomatic outpost for almost 7 years, defying extradition first to Sweden, where he was under investigation on sexual assault charges, and more recent charges by the U.S. for espionage and hacking related to his and WikiLeaks' role interfering with the 2016 presidential election by releasing stolen Democratic emails. Vice President Mike Pence.
We're going to hold Julian Assange to the fullest account of the law, and that's what the American people expect.
He remains in British custody. People around the world were shocked when peaceful New Zealand was visited by horrific violence March 15th. A gunman opened fire at a mosque and an Islamic center in Christchurch, killing 51 people and wounding 49.
We're all in a state of shock and a state of disbelief.
6 days after the attack, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Parliament was taking up and would pass a nationwide ban on military-style semi-automatic weapons and assault rifles. Talks between the U.S. and China to resolve the trade war sputtered along all year, with reports of a deal nearing completion repeatedly sending stock markets higher and then repeatedly falling back down when the deal failed to materialize.
China wants to make a deal. The question is, do I want to make a deal? Because I like what's happening right now.
In 2019, American business continued on its bullish path, with the stock market reaching new highs and unemployment at its lowest rate in 50 years. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson gambled on a snap election and won big, adding seats to his Conservative Party's strength in Parliament and getting a free hand to make good on his promise to pull the UK out of the European Union in 2020.
Yes, they will have an overwhelming mandate from this election to get Brexit done, and we will honour that mandate by January the 31st.
Israel's prime minister wasn't as fortunate. Benjamin Netanyahu's political future was jeopardized in the courts after he was indicted on corruption charges. And at the polls, Israel held elections twice in 2019, with no party winning a clear majority. April 15, a fire broke out at the 850-year-old Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, France. The blaze caused heavy damage to the iconic structure. Most of the roof and the spire were destroyed. Parisians were stunned.
We can't believe what we are seeing this morning.
Within days, a fundraising campaign brought in pledges of more than $1 billion. In December, the Boeing company halted production of their 737 MAX passenger jet. The plane was grounded worldwide in March following an Ethiopian Airlines crash that killed 157 people.
All of those planes are grounded, effective immediately.
The Department of Transportation and Congress began investigations.
These crashes are demonstrable evidence that our current system of aircraft design and certification has failed us.
Investigators blame the crashes on a design flaw in one of the plane's computerized flight control systems.
We'll return the 737 MAX to service in the United States only when it determines that it is safe to do so.
By year's end, the grounding had cost Boeing more than $10 billion in revenue, including compensation to airlines and bereaved families. Airlines not expected to resume MAX flights before March 2020. We'll be back in a moment. The 2019 Atlantic hurricane season was the fourth year in a row with at least one Category 5 storm, the longest stretch on record. The fiercest storm was Dorian, a Cat 5 hurricane that tore up most of the northwest Bahamas before striking the U.S. mainland and the Carolinas. On Sunday, September 1st, Dorian slammed into Great Abaco Island with sustained winds of 185 miles per hour and gusts topping 200 miles per hour.
Words can't describe it. I don't wish it on nobody.
Homes were plunged below water as howling tornado-like winds screamed for hours, and it didn't stop. Moving at an incredibly slow 1.3 miles an hour, Dorian crossed Grand Bahama Island, churning over it for 40 hours. It may have been the longest sustained violent weather event ever seen. The confirmed death toll, 69, and the storm caused an estimated $3 billion in damage. Dorian made landfall in the United States on Friday, September 6th, on North Carolina's Outer Banks, where 100-mile-an-hour winds knocked out power and flooded homes and businesses.
I thought most of it was over, and as I looked outside, there was this wave of water.
September 17, Tropical Storm Imelda soaked southeast Texas. At least five deaths attributed to the storm. Rainfall rates of 5 inches per hour seemed reminiscent of 2017's Hurricane Harvey.
The most wild thing I have ever seen.
Once again, fires in California destroyed homes and devastated property.
Fire season in California is no longer a season. We are responding to wildland fires year-round.
According to Cal Fire, more than 6,800 fires destroyed over 250,000 acres. The historic intensity of this year's storms, fires, and extreme weather exhibited influences consistent with warming ocean waters and climate change. The United Nations' latest report on greenhouse gas emissions revealed that despite efforts like the Paris Climate Accord, emissions are still rising, and the chances of reversing the trend are growing dimmer. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged attendees of the United Nations Climate Summit to find a way forward.
If we don't urgently change our way of life, we jeopardize life itself.
But coming together is no easy task.
What we won't do is punish the American people while enriching foreign polluters.
Gun violence continued to plague America in 2019, just as the workday was ending May 31st.
We all started running and somebody screamed in front of us, "It's too late, run the other way."
A longtime city employee in Virginia Beach, Virginia, shot and killed 12 people. And once again, there was a call to solve the plague of gun violence. Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam.
I will summon the members of the Senate and the House of Delegates to meet in special session for the purpose of passing common sense public safety laws.
The Walmart in El Paso was packed with back-to-school shoppers August 3rd when...
I want to just find my mom. I want to know if she's dead or alive or if she's still in Walmart.
A 21-year-old man was charged with shooting and killing 22 people. According to investigators, the alleged gunman had written online about his intent to kill as many Hispanics as he could. Just 13 hours later in Dayton, Ohio, 9 people were fatally shot and 17 others wounded near the entrance of a popular bar.
Shots fired! Local shots fired!
32 seconds after the shooting began, police killed the gunman. Days later, after mourning the dead, residents expressed their frustration.
Do something! Do something! Okay? Do something! Do something! Do something!
There's a shooting going on in Odessa, Texas. Oh God, they're shooting right there.
The morning of August 31st, a man from Lorena, Texas, was fired from his job. Later that day, he went on a shooting spree that took him from Midland to Odessa.
He had a very large gun, and it was pointing at me. In that moment, the only thing I could think about was driving away really fast.
Police killed the gunman outside an Odessa movie theater. 8 people died, and 25 were injured. In December, after a lengthy gunfight in Jersey City, New Jersey, an attack on a kosher market left 3 bystanders and a police officer dead. New Jersey's Attorney General.
We believe that the suspects held views that reflected hatred of the Jewish people, as well as a hatred of law enforcement.
The shooters were killed by police.
It was such a hopeless, helpless feeling to watch that boat burn.
Early on the morning of September 2nd, the MV Conception, a 75-foot dive boat, caught fire and sank off the coast of Santa Cruz Island, California. Out for a 3-day scuba diving excursion over the Labor Day holiday weekend, 33 passengers who were asleep on the lower deck and 1 crew member were killed.
It was fully engulfed from bow to stern. I mean, and planes probably 30 feet high.
5 crew members escaped. The cause of the fire has not been determined. This is Westwood One News 2019, the year in review, the big stories. 2019, the year in review. Thanks for the memories. Doris Day was America's top box office star in the late 50s and early 60s in films like Pillow Talk. Actor Peter Fonda wrote and starred in the 1969 film Easy Rider.
Not every man that can live off the land, you know.
Actor-comedian Tim Conway was on the TV sitcom McHale's Navy in the 1960s.
Oh, I don't want to play war anymore. Last time I played war, I got hit in the head with a canoe.
Luke Perry portrayed the always cool Dylan McKay in the 1990 series Beverly Hills 90210.
I just don't believe in winning through intimidation. Plus, of course, I'm doing the intimidating.
Actor Rip Torn of Men in Black fame had nearly 200 credits to his name. And puppeteer Carol Spinney, who voiced Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street, brought smiles to kids of multiple generations.
You and me together, old pal.
January 3rd, the 116th Congress made history with the number of people of color sworn into office. A record 127 women entered Congress, roughly 24% of all the seats, including the first Muslim and the first Native American women.
Pursuant to the 20th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, for the meeting of the 116th Congress of the United States, the House will come to order.
Democrats took back control of the House, led by Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, who reclaimed speakership of the House, the first and only female House Speaker.
We all have the ability and the privilege to serve with over 100 women members of Congress, the largest number in history.
Thank you, Jane.
No stranger to activism, Hollywood icon Jane Fonda could be seen on a succession of Friday afternoons getting arrested at the U.S. Capitol. Fonda says she is committed to calling attention to political inaction around climate change.
I wanted to do more than I was doing. I wanted to put my body on the line. We call them a fire drill Fridays because Greta Thunberg said we have to act like our house is on fire, because it is.
The 81-year-old actress says she found her inspiration in 16-year-old Swedish environmental activist Greta Thunberg. Already well-known in Europe, Thunberg was introduced to Americans in September when she appeared before Congress.
I am submitting this report as my testimony because I don't want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to the scientists, and I want you to unite behind the science.
5 days later, she gave a passionate address to the United Nations Climate Summit in New York.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
In December, she was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Westwood One News, the year in review 2019. The Big Stories was produced by David Oziel. I'm Michael Toscano, and this is Westwood One News.
From Westwood One News, this is the year in review 2019, People and Entertainment. I'm John Trout. This was the year that a Swedish teenager became a voice for change.
How dare you continue to look away?
Two well-known actresses were at the center of the college admissions bribery scandal.
Selfish and shameful.
An entrepreneur was charged.
Today, we announce the unsealing of sex trafficking charges against Jeffrey Epstein.
And then apparently took his own life.
I was appalled, and indeed the whole department was, and frankly, angry.
This was the year that Julian Assange was arrested.
He wants to thank all of his supporters for their ongoing support, and he said, I told you so.
An actor was reportedly attacked in a hate crime.
I will always stand for love.
The U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup again.
I don't even have words. It's crazy right now.
Stay with us for this look back at the past 12 months on The Year in Review 2019, People and Entertainment. In September, the United Nations General Assembly began in New York with a full-day summit on climate action. Leaders heard from a very concerned teenage activist.
For more than 30 years, the science has been crystal clear. How dare you continue to look away?
16-year-old Greta Thunberg from Sweden is founder of Climate Strike.
You are failing us.
The teen was selected Time Magazine's 2019 Person of the Year.
It's a boy, Mrs. Walker. It's a boy.
In May, London correspondent Max Foster noted the arrival of the latest addition to the royal family.
Archie is just a name they like, and Harrison means son of Harry.
Born to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, a.k.a. Prince Harry and wife Meghan. But why Archie?
Archie is an incredibly popular name right now for children in the UK.
In March, federal prosecutors charged dozens of people in a sweeping racketeering conspiracy investigation. Among the accused, elite college coaches and actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. FBI special agent in charge Joseph Bonavolontis says wealthy parents paid a total of $25 million that was used for entrance exam cheating, faked athletic profiles, and bribes to college coaches in what was known as Operation Varsity Blues.
Their actions were, without a doubt, insidious, selfish, and shameful.
The next month, Huffman agreed to plead guilty. In September, she was fined $30,000. Then in October, the Desperate Housewives star served just 11 days of a two-week sentence at a federal prison in California. Throughout the ordeal, actress Lori Loughlin has been a woman of few words. She and her husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, face up to 45 years in prison if convicted of the charges against them. The trial is scheduled for sometime in 2020. American financier Jeffrey Epstein was back in the news this past year. In February, a federal judge ruled that the government broke the law by failing to confer with the convicted sex offender's alleged victims. Questions were raised about a 2008 plea deal given to Epstein in a Florida court. In July, Epstein was arrested on charges involving minors, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman.
Today, we announce the unsealing of sex trafficking charges against Jeffrey Epstein.
On August 10th, Epstein hanged himself while in federal custody at Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady. None whatsoever.
In an awkward interview with the BBC discussing his friendship with Epstein, Britain's Prince Andrew, the Duke of York, said he does not recall being with a woman who claims he had sex with her multiple times when she was underage. Still, the prince acknowledged that he did not uphold the standards expected of him. Prince Andrew has since withdrawn from public life. Following allegations of sexual misconduct made by multiple women, opera legend Plácido Domingo canceled all future performances at the Met in New York. He later resigned from his position as director of the L.A. Opera.
There's only one decision, no extradition.
On April 11th, acting on a court warrant, police in London arrested Julian Assange, carrying him away from the Ecuadorian embassy where he had been staying since 2012. His lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, said the WikiLeaks founder vowed to fight his extradition to the United States.
He wants to thank all of his supporters for their ongoing support, and he said, I told you so.
I will always stand for love.
In late January, actor-musician Jussie Smollett was reportedly attacked in what Chicago police initially considered a possible hate crime. A few weeks later, authorities reached the conclusion that Smollett staged the attack with the assistance of a pair of brothers because he was dissatisfied with his salary on the television hip-hop drama Empire. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
As far as we can tell, the scratches and bruising that you saw on his face was most likely self-inflicted.
16 counts of lying to police were later dropped. Smollett did not return for the final season of Empire.
This has been an incredibly difficult time. Honestly, one of the worst of my entire life.
Longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek announced to his viewers he was in the fight for his life.
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
This was also the year of Jeopardy James Holzhauer. The professional sports gambler from Las Vegas made headlines as a 32-day champion. July 7th.
That's it. U.S. wins their fourth World Cup.
As heard on Fox Sports, the U.S. women's national soccer team claimed World Cup victory in the championship game with a 2-0 win over the Netherlands. Even as the team was celebrated with a parade in New York's Canyon of Heroes, President Trump called out midfielder Megan Rapinoe, an advocate of equal pay for women, in a series of tweets. She had a message of her own for the president.
Your message is excluding people. You're excluding, you know, Americans that maybe support you.
Gonna take a sentimental journey.
Just ahead, remembering Doris Day and others we lost this past year. Back with more of 2019, the year in review, people and entertainment, after these messages.
Renew our memories.
Now, a look at some of those to whom we bid a fond farewell.
Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be.
Born Doris Mary Ann Kappelhoff, Doris Day began her career as a singer in 1939 at the age of 17. She was also a motion picture actress starring in a variety of genres over a 20-year period.
Bridge that gap, fellas. Find me an empty lap, fellas.
That distinctive voice belonged to actress, dancer, comedian, and singer Carol Channing. Star of stage and screen, she won 3 Tony Awards. Actor-comedian Tim Conway was on the TV sitcom McHale's Navy in the 1960s and was a regular the following decade on The Carol Burnett Show.
Very interesting.
This year also saw the passing of comedian Artie Johnson, best known for his work on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, including sketches where he would cozy up next to Ruth Buzzy on a park bench, asking questions such as,
"Do you believe in the hereafter?"
"Of course I do."
"Then you know what I'm here after."
What color are you?
Diane Carroll broke the color barrier as the first African-American woman to win a Tony Award for her role in the 1962 Broadway musical No Strings. She later went on to star in the TV series Julia. Peter Tork was the keyboardist and guitarist of the Monkees. He was the oldest member of the pop band, which enjoyed a two-season TV run in the mid-60s.
Where am I?
You're right here.
Where's here?
The answering service.
Urgent answering service. Who's calling?
It's Mickey and David.
Davey and Mickey? They're not here. Can I take a message?
Love will keep us together. Daryl Dragon was one half of The Captain and Tennille, who had a string of hit records primarily in the 1970s with his then-wife, Toni Tennille. Legendary American drummer Hal Blaine died in March at the age of 90. Blaine played on dozens of hit records in the 1960s and 70s, including A Taste of Honey by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. This year, we also lost Dick Dale, rightly known as the King of the Surf Guitar. Actor Peter Fonda died of complications from lung cancer in August. He starred in the 1969 film Easy Rider, which he also co-wrote.
Not every man that can live off the land, you know. You do your own thing in your own time. You should be proud.
My name is Rhoda Morgenstern. I was born in the Bronx, New York, in December 1941.
Actress Valerie Harper appeared on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and then got her own spin-off, Rhoda. Luke Perry was a teen heartthrob on the 1990s primetime drama Beverly Hills 90210.
I just have one question.
What's that?
Are we having fun yet?
He died in March, just days after suffering a massive stroke. Luke Perry was just 52. On March 31st, Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle was shot dead outside his clothing store in South Los Angeles.
All my life, been grinding all my life, sacrifice. Hustle paid the price.
A suspect was later arrested. Veteran actor Rip Torn had nearly 200 credits to his name and received 6 consecutive Emmy nominations for playing the producer Artie on HBO's The Larry Sanders Show.
I made Elka Summer cry in the middle of a dance rehearsal. I'm not proud of that.
In August, rock singer Eddie Money revealed a dire health diagnosis.
I thought I was just going in to get a checkup, and he told me that I got cancer.
Esophageal cancer, which would spread and claim his life within a few weeks. Also in mid-September came the unexpected passing of Rick Ocasek, frontman for Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, The Cars. Peter Mayhew, the towering 7-foot-plus tall actor cast as the Wookiee Chewbacca in the original Star Wars trilogy. The puppeteer Carol Spinney was a fixture on Sesame Street for nearly 50 years. He was the man inside the costume bringing Big Bird to life.
Hi, kid.
And was also the voice of Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, I love trash.
2019 also saw the passing of businessman-turned-politician Ross Perot, auto industry icon Lee Iacocca, former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld, author Toni Morrison, baseball great Frank Robinson, and actor Jan Michael Vincent, who played a helicopter pilot in the mid-80s TV series Airwolf. The daughter of politicians, Cokie Roberts, was a reporter for ABC News and NPR. She co-anchored the Sunday political show This Week for 6 years with Sam Donaldson.
She was a great reporter. She knew Washington.
Singer-songwriter Leon Redbone was recognized for his Panama hat and dark sunglasses nearly as much as for his vaudevillian style.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Orleans native Malcolm John Rebenack Jr. was better known by his stage name, Dr. John.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Taylor breaks Michael's record, plus more award winners. When 2019, the year in review, People and Entertainment, continues after these messages.
We could let our friends crash in the living room.
This is 2019, the year in review, People and Entertainment. At the Academy Awards, Green Book won Best Picture. Alfonso Cuarón picked up his fifth Oscar, this time for directing Roma.
Thank you so much. Being here doesn't get old.
First-time Academy Award winner Rami Malek won the Best Actor Oscar for portraying Queen lead singer Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody.
I decide who I am. I'm going to be what I was born to be.
Best Actress in a leading role, Olivia Colman for The Favourite.
Stop! Enough! Stop! Be gone! I command it!
At the Grammy Awards.
This is America.
Childish Gambino, a.k.a. actor Donald Glover, won both Record and Song of the Year for This is America. It was the first hip-hop track to claim either of those honors. The top prize, Album of the Year, went to country artist Kacey Musgraves for Golden Hour.
It was unbelievable to be even in a category with such gigantic albums.
Musgraves took home a total of 4 Grammys for the night. Dua Lipa was named Best New Artist. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper won Best Pop Duo or Group Performance for Shallow from their hit movie A Star Is Born.
Tell me something, girl.
Give me creature's hand.
Television's finest were honored at the 71st Primetime Emmy Awards in September. Fleabag was named Best Comedy Series. The British show is created and written by Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who also won for Lead Actress in a Comedy Series.
I find acting really hard and really painful.
Lead actor in a comedy series, Bill Hader for Barry, in the category of Outstanding Drama Series.
And the Emmy goes to Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones won just 2 of the 10 awards for which it was nominated. The other was Peter Dinklage for Supporting Actor. Best Lead Actress in a Drama Series, Jodie Comer for Killing Eve. Julia Garner won Lead Actress for her work on Ozark. And Billy Porter made history as he became the first openly gay black man to win Best Lead Actor in Pose.
I am so overwhelmed and I am so overjoyed to have lived long enough to see this day.
Taylor Swift's award count just keeps growing. She picked up 6 more at the American Music Awards in November, including Artist of the Year and Artist of the Decade.
All that matters to me is the memories that I have had with you guys, with you the fans, over the years.
With her all-time total of 29 AMA awards, Taylor moonwalked right past Michael Jackson's previous record of 24 honors. She was also declared Artist of the Decade by Billboard magazine. It was a huge year for Walt Disney Studios. Among the top-grossing movies in the U.S., Toy Story 4.
Are you two lost?
Lost? No, but we are looking for a lost toy.
And the remake of The Lion King.
We're in the endgame now.
Released in April, Avengers Endgame became the top-grossing movie of all time. Big numbers are expected from the late December release of Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
The Force will be with you.
Always.
We've reached the end of our journey looking back at the past 12 months. 2019, the year in review, People and Entertainment, was produced by Tom Dallack and TJ Coutini. Our executive producer is Bart Tesler, senior producer Kevin Delaney. I'm John Trout. This is Westwood One News.